Hey girl, today we're talking about real life situation and how you eat healthy and maintain your plan when life gets in the way. You have social outings, you're trying to do the thing, and life gets interrupted because you want to go hang out with friends and they're eating at a great restaurant, a place you love. How do you navigate that and stay on your plan? Well, today I want to share with you some tips on eating out and being able to stay committed to your plan and do in real life and able to succeed at it. So I hope you'll stick with me. Let's dive in. Hey girl, welcome to the podcast She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. Have you been there where you just want to throw in the towel when it's time to go to your favorite restaurant and you're just like, who cares? I'm just going to dive in and eat whatever I want to eat here and I'll start over Monday. I've been there many times. And when it comes to eating out, sometimes it's very challenging to make a plan and stick with it. And for me, how I do things now, I try to make a plan in my head about, you know what, this is this, I know what I'm going to feel better doing if I choose this. Usually it's salad and a protein or a protein and a veggie, but trying to stay away from the things that, oh, just sounds so good because I know I'm not going to feel great afterwards, but also not let other people's influences, their choices influence us. And so it is really important to me that this is discussed because we all face it. And the reality is, some days we just don't want to eat healthy, we just want to dive into whatever it is. And sometimes that can set us off on a different path than the one that we're trying to go down. So, can you relate to this? I want to be able to share these three tips so that you can be encouraged and really have a plan in place before you even get to that point, before you even get to that social situation where you're letting other people maybe influence you, but you're in a place where it looks really good. Everybody else is doing it. Why shouldn't I? So let's get into these tips. The first tip I want to share with you is number one, be committed to your goals. So if you have a goal of trying to eat healthy and do your best at it, because you want to feel good, you want to lose weight, whatever your reason is, that you've got to remind yourself of your goal, why it is that you're doing it. And when we kind of go off script, when we kind of say, I'm throwing in the towel for tonight, we know ourselves best. And if we do that, is that going to send us on a course that is far different than where we want to go? Or are we going to be able to bring it back around? And so you have to ask yourself that, what is your goal? And I want to stay committed to that. Really recommit and remind yourself of the importance of it and that you've got to be accountable to yourself. Maybe you've shared this with someone else. Be accountable to them as well. Keep your eyes on your own paper. Don't let other people's choices influence you. Don't feel bad because you're trying to eat healthy when everybody else at the table is getting the ooey gooey cheesy appetizers, and all you want to do is dive headfirst into it as well. Don't let those folks influence you, your friends, your family, when you've got goals in mind, because what's going to happen after that dinner's over with? You might feel awful. You might in your head feel like, gosh, I just blew it. And so if you already know ahead of time that these things can happen, commit to your goal, recommit to it before you even get into the situation. Tip number two is to eat the same way you do at home when you're at the restaurant. Now, I get it. Restaurants prepare things much differently than we would at home. They're adding extra oils, extra butters, all the things to make it taste fantastic. But most places will cook it how you ask it for it to be cooked. And so, choose your protein, choose your veggies, get your whole grain or a complex carb, whether it's sweet potato, baked potato, a side of potatoes, whatever your choice is, but choosing those things based on how you normally eat at home when you're making a meal. Do what mimics that. Ask the server to prep your food with special consideration. Steam my broccoli, but don't put any butter on it. Or, I want to have a salad dressing on the side, which most restaurants do anyway. So you can ask them for specific ways to cook. Usually, if you get a sweet potato or a baked potato at a restaurant, right, they put all the stuff on top, the sour cream, the butter. Maybe you don't have any of that. Just say bring out a little bit of butter with it so that you can have a little bit of that. That's not going to hurt you. So making sure that you are trying to mimic that can really help you be successful. If you want to have a dessert because you're at a restaurant where you've loved the dessert there and you want to share that and have a couple bites of it, then skip the bread. Skip the bread at the table and save your bites of dessert so that you're not feeling like you're getting more calories than you really do need. Or if you're not going to get dessert, maybe you have a couple bites of bread. Pick your what is best for you. And in that situation, if neither one is best, then stick with your meal and stick to it and commit to it. Tip number three, the last one, is to enjoy your meal, right? Don't get something that is going to be awful, because if you're not satisfied and you leave that restaurant and you go home and there's ice cream in the freezer, you could scoop yourself up four big scoops, add some chocolate sauce or whatever, and now you've just blown it where you could have enjoyed your meal having a little bit of fat on it, a little bit of something, a little bit of good salad dressing that you like. Satisfaction for your meals is crucial in avoiding anything later on where you might overeat or you might indulge or you might binge. You just should rather focus on just being able to enjoy that meal. So doing the things that add a little bit of goodness to what it is that you're eating, and but don't throw in the towel, right? Choose the healthiest option that you can, and then eat to 80% fullness. Enjoy your meal, but back off when you get to that point. You're like, okay, I'm getting close. I really have a lot of, I've got some room left, but I got a lot on my plate and it just is so good. But I think I'm going to box it up. Go ahead and ask them to box it up. And guess what? If you're hungry when you get home, maybe you have a couple more bites once you get home. But walking away from your meal at 80% fullness is going to really feel good to you because you're not going to be overstuffed. You're going to have room and you're going to have a meal for the next day. Gonna have those leftovers. So don't restrict when you are eating your meal in such a way that sends you to indulge or binge later. Super important, because that can really take you down the wrong road. I've been there, done that. You eat the salad with hardly anything on it, with dry chicken, and it tastes awful and it wasn't satisfying. And then you go home and make a batch of chocolate chip cookies and eat half of them. This is what I did for so many years. So don't do that. Make that plan. Enjoy the meal. So just kind of bringing this all together, it's important to know your commitment, right? What you've committed to yourself and the reason why. Why is it that you've committed to this? If you don't really know and you don't have a reason, then of course you're going to throw in a towel. Who cares? I'm going to dive in, eat whatever I want, and I'm going to start over Monday. But here we are in this cycle again. Remind yourself of where you want to go. You can survive eating out, right? Surfing the disappointment, something I've talked about before. It might be disappointing to go ahead and box it up because it's so good you want to keep eating. But go ahead and box it up, surf that disappointment. It's going to go away after a couple minutes. And again, if you're still hungry, you can go back and get a couple more bites. But don't get yourself into a place where it sends you down a different path than really where you want to go. And eating out can be enjoyable with friends. You don't have to dive into everything that they're eating if they're not eating healthy. And you shouldn't feel guilty for sticking with your plan and your path. But going into it, being committed to it, and eating the same way you do at home can really help you be successful in navigating eating out and other social situations. So I hope that this has given you a little bit of encouragement that it is possible, but you kind of have to have a game plan. You kind of have to have it in your head what it is that you're going to do before you even get there. Because if it's a game time decision, and most of the time we're just going to go with the flow. We're going to go with other people. We're going to dive into the appetizers. We're going to do the thing, and then we're just not going to feel that great afterwards. So stick with your plan, stick with your commitment, and see it through, and still enjoy time with your friends. Still enjoy that time at the restaurant and eating a great meal. So I pray that this has blessed you and given you a little bit of something to go on when it is time to navigate that in your life, because it's going to come, right? Food is all around us. Social situations are all around us. So pray that you would take this and would love to hear from you. You can always email me at TaraJ, TaraJ at dietditching.com. Love to hear any questions you might have, or you can always come into our Facebook group, She Breaks Free, and connect there. Take care and God bless. If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.